a haunting music. Sole, perhaps, and lone supportress of the fairy roof, made moan throughout, as fearful the whole charm might fade. Fresh carved cedar, mimicking a glade of palm and plantain, met from either side, high in the midst in honour of the bride, two palms, and then two plantains, and so on. From either side their stems branched one to one all down the islet place, and beneath all there ran a stream of lamps straight on from wall to wall. So canopied lay an untasted feast teeming with odours. Lamia, regal dressed, silently paced about, and as she went, in pale, contented sort of discontent, missioned her viewless servants to enrich the splendid cornicing of nook and niche. Between the tree stems, marbled plain at first, came jasper panels. Then anon there burst forth creeping imagery of slighter trees, and with the larger, wove in small intricacies. Approving all, she faded at self-will, and shut the chamber up, close, hushed, and still. Complete and ready for the revels rude, when dreadful guests would come to spoil her solitude. The day came soon, and all the gossip rout. O senseless Lysias, madman, wherefore flout the silent blessing fate, warm cloistered hours, and show to common eyes these secret bowers?